there was kind of a resounding thud as this thing was dropped on Tuesday. And the concern boils down to there's not a lot of specificity. We don't, you know, we have some broad outlines of how this thing's going to work. We still don't know what exactly how this rescue money is going to be used, and certainly not in enough detail for people to be able to really understand what the future is of our major banks. So, you know, the elements of this thing are the creation of a public-private venture to buy up bad assets from bank balance sheets. Another element is to do a stress test of the 20 or so major banks to figure out which ones might need more capital. But how all that works, we don't really know yet.
And there still seems to be a lot of almost anger amongst a lot of people about how the original TARP is sort of working or not working. Or people just aren't satisfied with how that went or is going.
That's right. What happened is former Treasury Secretary Paulson got $700 billion to work with. He deployed about half of it before he left office a few weeks back. And you know, there's a wide sense that there was not much accountability in making sure that that money was funneled in directions that were productive, that resulted in more lending and stabilizing the financial system. Now, it is true that we were on the precipice of a really profound crisis when he began using that money, and we avoided some of those worst outcomes. So it's not that it was a complete failure. It's that the money, you know, billions and billions of dollars were deployed without a lot of accountability and a lot of understanding of what the taxpayers got for their investments.
And I'm glad you mentioned that this was a very unusual time when that got passed, and it's hard to know, you know, what might have happened if that didn't get passed. But almost the strange thing that people seem to be very angry about is there was almost no request that, okay, that means you have to loan money, which still today seems to be a big part of the issue that everyone's struggling with.
Right, and you know, in their defense, in the Paulson Treasury's defense. You know, it may be that banks may not have increased lending, but banks that received investments didn't either go under or stop lending entirely.
Right.
You know, and sometimes in some situations, preventing a negative can be as important as actually obtaining a positive. That said, that's really not sufficient for taxpayers when they're deploying all this money and the economy is on the skids as it is. So that's why Treasury Secretary Geithner did talk quite a lot on Tuesday about deploying the money and having more accountability, having these reports on a new website of what banks are doing with the money and regulating it more tightly.
So coming back to the son of TARP, do we have any anticipation when we'll actually get some of these details that everyone is just really anxious to sort of see?
I think the negative reaction in the marketplace and in Washington was enough that they will move faster rather than slower on those details. So I think in the next few weeks we're going to see some trying to kind of put some meat on the bones of this plan and this idea and try and give people an idea of what it really means in practice.
How do we envision or has anyone been talking about how transparency actually happens in this instance?
Well, what Treasury Secretary Geithner is talking about is creating a website and having banks report, you know, this is the amount of credit card lending we're doing, these are the number of auto loans, this is the amount of mortgage lending, home equity loans, all the different kinds of things that banks do, small businesses, and here's how much we would have been able to do if we had not gotten this government money, and here's the amount we're doing now that we have this government money. The idea is, again, to this issue of sometimes not having a decline is as important as getting an increase in lending, but whatever it is, we're going to get some more reports and some more public disclosure of these things.
And do we have a sense yet what this will mean for folks at Treasury? I mean, will this money funnel through them? Or because I know they were having a terrible time really hiring people with this kind of expertise that knew how to deal with these kinds of things.
You know, this is a real issue. And it's not just the more general, you know, the government is ill-suited to all of a sudden become an investor of hundreds of billions of dollars. It's hard to, you know, whether you're government or a private entity, hard to ramp up that kind of capacity
right.
over the course of a few months.
Right.
But more broadly, you know, we're at the very beginning of an administration. There's a Treasury Secretary confirmed, but none of his sub-cabinet, none of the undersecretaries and assistant secretaries and people like that have been confirmed. You know, there are a lot of empty offices over on 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue right now, and those are empty offices for people who are needed in the very near future to try and figure out how to make this thing work, and that's one of the big challenges.
One last question, then I'll let you go. There were also a lot of, Mr. Geithner himself didn't really bowl people over with his actual performance in terms of sort of reassuring people and almost carrying some kind of carrying weight, having people, somebody that people could trust.
That's true. He did not have a very good performance on Tuesday, both in the speech and then afterward in a congressional hearing. You know, he is new to this kind of public role. His previous job was as president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which is a very, very important job, and he's been very much in the thick of this, of dealing with this financial crisis. But aside from the occasional speech, it's not nearly the kind of public role that he has now, and he needs to learn very fast how to deal with that better, how to you know, give better interviews and look better on the Hill, give people confidence that he knows what he's doing. And you know, he's a fast learner, and he's a very skilled public servant. The question is, can he do that quickly enough to restore confidence in the government's response to the crisis?